Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson 253, Myself is Ruler of the Universe. This lesson reminds us that we do, in fact, rule our destiny, and what happens is what we desire, and what does not occur is what we do not want to happen. In fact, in the text, in the section called The Responsibility for Sight, this is in chapter 21, under section 2, it says this: "This is the only thing that you need do for vision, happiness, release from pain, and the complete escape from sin, all to be given you. Say only this, but mean it with no reservations, for here the power of salvation lies. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Deceive yourself no longer that you are helpless in the face of what is done to you. Acknowledge but that you have been mistaken, and all effects of your mistakes will disappear. It is impossible the Son of God be merely driven by events outside of him. It is impossible that happenings that come to him were not his choice. His power of decision is the determiner of every situation in which he seems to find himself by chance or accident. No accident nor chance is possible within the universe as God created it, outside of which is nothing. Suffer, and you have decided sin was your goal. Be happy, and you gave the power of decision to him who must decide for God for you. This is the little gift you offer to the Holy Spirit, and even this he gives to you to give yourself. For by this gift is given you the power to release your Savior, that he may give salvation unto you." Imagine for a moment that everything you see, everything you experience, even those events that seem to be random, that seem to happen out of nowhere, that truly we are the creator of our experiences. And then ask yourself this: would you choose this for yourself if you understood that you are the chooser? And if your answer is no, then turn your thinking, your decision-making over to the Holy Spirit. Let it be healed. Let all misperceptions be undone. Let all judgments be replaced with love. Today we will forgive the world as we are forgiven. Today we will receive the love that God has given since the beginning, and we will offer it and extend it to every one of our brothers. We will see through all appearances and straight into the divinity, the innocence, the purity, and the love that God created. Today we accept the truth in the place of all illusion. Myself is ruler of the universe.